If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini l-Islami dini wal-Azam ghayru dini Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to talk about the rules of taqlid or following a religious scholar, a jurisprudential scholar, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Subhanallah.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. I'm Sheikh Sobhi, our guest speaker. We are still talking about the rules of taqlid based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, you know, somebody asked us this question. I had reached the age of Sharia puberty when Imam Khomeini was still alive. I followed him in certain rules, but I didn't have a clear notion of taqlid or what taqlid is. What's my duty now?
Well, if he performed the acts of worship according to the imam's opinion and juridical position or fatwa while, for example, Imam Khomeini was alive, and he was practically a muqallid or a follower of him, even in certain issues and some issues, then he can keep following him in all the issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
He is considered a muqallid of Imam Khomeini, and so he can continue following him and stay in his taqlid, no matter how long he may continue to stay in his taqlid. Of course, in matters of Islamic jurisprudence, which are very current and which are new, and about which late Imam Khomeini does not have an answer, he should turn to a living mujtahid,
mm-hmm.
who is the most knowledgeable of all the jurists.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is the rule, Sheikh Javid, what is the Sharia rule in continuing to follow a deceased mujtahid if he is the most knowledgeable, if he is the most learned mujtahid?
Well, you know, continuing to follow a deceased mujtahid is not mandatory, even if he is the most learned mujtahid, because he's no longer alive, and there are traditions, there are riwayat, which say, okay, one should follow the living mujtahid, because he's in touch with him, he can communicate with him, and so he is there.
Mm-hmm.
If there is any question, he can ask him. So that could be the rationale, or maybe the concept beyond why, the reason why we should follow a living mujtahid. It is not, according to his opinion, it's not mandatory to keep following a deceased mujtahid.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, if a person wants to follow, it's okay, it's permissible. And if that mujtahid remains to be the most learned mujtahid, His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that one should not skip ihtiyat or precaution to stay in his taqlid.
Yes.
It's okay, it's good, and it's of course more precautionary to stay in his taqlid and keep following him.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and we come after the break and continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Just stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah. Guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about the rules of taqlid based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, is the most learned mujtahid's permission necessary in continuing our taqlid of a deceased marja? Or is it enough to have the permission of any scholar, any mujtahid?
Basically, it is necessary to have the permission of the most knowledgeable mujtahid who is alive, to get his permission, to obtain his ijaza, to follow the deceased mujtahid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if let's say, if the scholars are unanimous in their views and their opinions about the permissibility of continuing with the taqlid of a deceased mujtahid, then it's not necessary, it's not obligatory to get the permission of the most knowledgeable one.
Yes.
So he can refer to any mujtahid to obtain his ijazah, because they are all agreed and they are unanimous about the permissibility of continuing with the taqlid of a deceased mujtahid.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay. Somebody, Sheikh Javid, used to follow the late Imam Khomeini, and then he changed with respect to certain issues, certain matters of taqlid to another mujtahid after the Imam passed away. After a while, the second marja also died, passed away. What is this person's duty now?
Well, it is permissible for him, you know, as before, to continue following the late Imam regarding those issues in which he is still acting according to his views. And as for the issues in which he changed to the second marja, to the second mujtahid, he has the freedom and the liberty to either continue to follow him or to change to a living mujtahid. So he still can choose, and there's no doubt about it that he can remain in taqlid of the second mujtahid as well, but he can also refer to another living mujtahid. So this is not a big deal. Of course, it's always permissible to stay in taqlid of the mujtahid who is supposed to be the most learned of all the jurists. But if he wishes to change to another mujtahid, he can do it so at any moment or at any time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sheikh Javid, you know, somebody said that after Imam Khomeini passed away, I thought that it was not permissible, in fact, in, you know, accordance with his fatwa, to continue with following a deceased marja. And therefore, he said, I chose a living marja for taqlid. Is it now permissible to return to the taqlid of the late Imam Khomeini?
Okay. Well, we should differentiate between those fatawa which he acted upon in accordance with the opinion of late Imam Khomeini and those acts of worship which he did not act, you know. For example, I give the example of citing the moon, the month of Ramadan, and establishing the beginning of the month of Ramadan.
Yes.
This duty-bound person acted according to Imam Khomeini's fatwa in regards to citing the moon with or without binoculars, you know. So he acted according to his opinion, and now he wishes to go back to the same fatwa and follow, act according to his fatwa. Of course, His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that it is permissible to act according to those fatwas which he acted upon when he was following Imam Khomeini. But when it comes to those issues which he never acted upon, as a muqallid of Imam Khomeini, let's say, and he wants now to begin acting, then he cannot refer to Imam Khomeini or cannot follow him. He should look for a living mujtahid to follow. And it's not permissible to initiate or to start doing taqlid in those areas following a mujtahid who is not alive. He should look for a living mujtahid to see what his fatwas or his opinions are. Of course, when it comes to in the event that the two the deceased mujtahid and the living mujtahid have the same opinion, it does not make any difference whether you follow that mujtahid or this mujtahid, yes, because the result and the outcome is the same,
mm-hmm,
and you are not doing anything against any of the fatwa, mm-hmm, of any other of the mujtahids.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, and thank you very much, my dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. We bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم ملجا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا